Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's the 23rd day of December 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host on this Tuesday edition. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, updated for you daily as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, as we talk about the real world and the systems of power that surround us, the goals of the criminally insane elite. Again, it is Tuesday. We're going to continue with open phones today and a ton of vital news and information. Any issue you want to discuss, as long as it pertains to the geopolitical system or what's happening locally in your area, the police state, the land grabbing, the fight for the Second Amendment, the fight for the borders. We covered it all on this show. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. California quake kills two, injures dozens. Governor Schwarzenegger is saving everyone right now, like the superhero he is, and we'll go over that. Also, terror threat greatest since 9/11. Americans told not to change your travel plans, but that Al-Qaeda has pilots now. Yes, ghost planes are going to come hurtling down out of the sky any minute unless we submit and give all our rights up to the military-industrial complex, which doesn't want to set aside the Constitution, but has to, as General Frank said, to keep us safe. Terror threat greatest since 9/11 also. Again, a terror threat to extend through January. Officials say Al-Qaeda operatives may be fully trained airline pilots. And there's that missing 747. Iran warns against Israel strike. They talk about full-scale war against Israel, as Israel talks about bombing their four nuclear reactors, perhaps more. U.S. to fingerprint all visitors. That's the beginning of the global passport system. The borders will stay wide open, though. Also, cars that retina scan you and more. They want to make it the law also. It's openly being discussed in the Associated Press. Taxing and tracking your eating habits. You'll need your national ID card for that. That's why it has the strip on the back to get your food. You'll have to swipe it. It's for your safety. We're too fat. Again, total control, ladies and gentlemen. Guardsman pardoned to deploy to Iraq. He beat up his wife and son. But that's okay. You're above the law if you're part of the new Imperial Army. You've got to get to Iraq to breathe your depleted uranium and to get your anthrax shots. Hey, that's nothing, folks. They hire convicted felons now in the military. They hire illegal aliens that have aggravated assault records, according to the Washington Times. 20,000 of the troops in Iraq aren't even citizens. Condoleezza Rice, the 9/11 Commission, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, is apparently not keen on going under oath for the Keene 9/11 Commission. I guess that's an interesting little pun there from Time Magazine. Oh, yeah, I don't want to go before the whitewasher for a staged event. Also, high-tech policing, more on all the millions of little cameras going up around the country, federally controlled. U.S. arms sales to Israel end up in China. We'll get into arming China to the teeth. And again, what I already mentioned, states, cities consider food rules to curb obesity. Hitmen target former Baathist in Shiite cities. Rumsfeld may Iraq overture in 84 despite chemical raids by Saddam. More on that. Pentagon ordered to stop anthrax shots of the troops now for the fifth time that that's happened. It's all coming up. Huge show lined up for you, and your calls will be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DeVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DeVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Going to be live today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, for about 2 hours and 40 minutes of the show. I had a lot of requests to re-air the Ron Paul interview that I did yesterday because a lot of people didn't get a chance to hear it, or they only heard part of it. Congressman Ron Paul talked about everything from Bush cutting Taiwan loose to the open borders to the plunging dollar to Patriot Act 2. So at the start of the next hour, or 8 minutes into the next hour, I will air those two segments with Congressman Ron Paul from yesterday, again, because we've had a lot of requests to hear the congressman give out the important information he was covering. So that's coming up. We're going to have open phones throughout this broadcast. Any issue you want to discuss, you disagree with me, you've got a point, you've got a comment, a question. Maybe you think torture's a good idea. We had a caller yesterday that doesn't have a problem with torture, who also thought that I was making it up that we had jet pilots, fighter bomber pilots, shot down over Vietnam. He said that didn't happen either. Hey, if you think torture's good, or that we didn't lose fighter pilots in Vietnam, or maybe you don't know what the Constitution has to say. Maybe you don't think there is a Constitution. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, I guess. But it seems on my own show and on other networks, or when I do interviews on a daily basis, the few people that call in that disagree with me really don't have their facts straight. Maybe you do have your facts straight. Maybe you'd like to pin me down on something. I love it. And the phone lines are always, you always go to the front of the line if you disagree with me. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is the 23rd of December, 2003, only 2 days from Christmas. Ooh, I was politically incorrect. I may have offended someone. Well, who cares? California quake kills two, injures dozens. And this is out of the Associated Press. I'm sure you've already heard all about it. It hit San Francisco, L.A., but the main shock was in a relatively unpopulated area, and that's certainly good. Rescue efforts were called off as darkness fell over the central California city following a magnitude 6.5 earthquake that rocked the state's coast, killing two people, injuring dozens more, and prompting fears that aftershocks might cause more damage in the days to come. Residents from San Francisco to Los Angeles were shaken by Monday's quake, the first to cause fatalities in the state since a magnitude 6.7 hit Northridge in 1994. The bodies of two women were pulled from under the roof of the Paso Robles 1892 clock tower, which pitched into the streets and crushed a row of parked cars in the San Luis Obispo County community of 25,000, about 20 miles east of the epicenter. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger planned a tour downtown on Tuesday. The main shock was centered in a sparsely populated area about, 1 mile north of the coastal town of Cambria. It was followed Monday by more than 80 aftershocks, larger than 3.0, the biggest of which estimated at 4.7, according to U.S. Geological Survey. Earthquakes, and they had an earthquake in Oklahoma a few weeks ago. They've had an earthquake on the East Coast. Lots of earthquakes. Record volcanic activity going on the globe right now. And record sun ejections of those big supercoils hitting the Earth. A lot of records being broken. Now, I understand they've only been keeping records for accurate records for about 160 years on the sun. They've got a little bit better records on earthquakes, and it's record levels for both. But in the scheme of time, tens of thousands of years, now there are cycles. So we don't have numbers on if this is unusual or not. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the end of the world and, you know, it's all over for us. But certainly it's the end of the world for the two people that were killed, and not a good day for their family members. So our prayers go out to them. Let's get into the terror news for you. Terror threat greatest since 9/11. This, too, out of the Associated Press. The government on Sunday raised the national threat level to orange, indicating a high risk of terrorist attack, and said threat indicators are perhaps greater now than at any point since September 11, 2001, the strikes possible during the holidays. Americans were promised extensive and considerable protections by our federal government around the country and told to stick to their travel plans, despite intelligence indicating that Al-Qaeda terrorist network is seeking again to use planes as weapons and exploit suspected weakness in U.S. aviation security. Some of the intelligence information gathered in the past few days suggests that extremists abroad are anticipating attacks that would rival or exceed the scope of those on September 11th, Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge, Mr. Open Borders, said. He also said officials did not see a connection between last week's capture of ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and the heightened security alert. The threat information comes from multiple credible sources, but officials are unaware of a specific target of means of attack, added a senior law enforcement official. Now, last Friday, they had multiple credible reports, and then there was the white powder on the street. There was the female suicide bomber about to jump out of the jack-in-the-box and get us. Turned out that was a false report, and we have a White House that's been caught dozens of times issuing false alerts in the past when it's politically expedient for them. They did the same thing last Christmas. The question is, will the military industrial complex, who we have official documents from them, like Northwoods, calling for terror attacks on the U.S. to scare us into submission and to accepting worldwide tyranny, will they carry out more attacks? And again, you have to be in the mind of those running these operations. We don't know. But now we are getting some specifics. This is from CBS News. Also, NBC reporting on it. Terror threat to extend through January. Officials say Al-Qaeda operatives may be fully trained airline pilots. Authorities raised the terrorist threat assessment over the weekend after new intelligence indicated that the operatives of Osama bin Laden's CIA terror network, possibly trained and licensed to fly passenger jets, may now be pilots for some foreign airlines, ideally positioning them to carry out suicide attacks. U.S. officials told NBC News yesterday. They're saying the reinforced cockpit doors that were meant to stop and thwart hijackers after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks would now protect any terrorist pilot at the controls, the officials said, on condition of anonymity. Well, it's like saying that there's a mass shooting going on. They've put in most schools automatic lockdown bolts that the principal in the office hits and locks everyone in. They've got wire mesh over the windows. You can't get out. So if someone's got a machine gun walking around splattering your children's brains, you're going to see hundreds dead, not dozens dead. And no one will be held accountable. They'll just take more of our liberties. It's like when the SWAT team sat outside for 4 hours at Columbine and admittedly shot some of the children. That's Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post. No one outside Colorado seems to have ever seen those articles. But they caught the police on tape admitting it, and actually one of them cried about it, and a school administrator recorded him. But the point is, they stayed outside 4 hours. 4 hours! I had the Rocky Mountain News editor on a few years ago, and I said, man, 3.5 hours. He goes, no. 4+ hours. And so 4+ hours, no one was ever held accountable. Let's just give these same people more power and control. And so now they'll lock down the schools during the next mass shooting, and your children will be captured, and they won't be able to escape, and the death toll will be unbelievable. And then no one will question why they were all locked inside. Just watch it happen. Watch it happen. Unbelievable. So we'll take your comments on this when we get back at 800-259-9231. Also coming up, Iran warns against Israel attack. President Mohammad Khatami, or however you pronounce it, I can't pronounce these names, of Iran has said Israel would be making a mistake if it carried out its threat to destroy Tehran's nuclear capabilities. He was reacting to comments made last week by Israel Defense Minister. The minister, Saul Mozaz, had implied that Israel was making plans to destroy Tehran's nuclear sites. The defense minister's comments were the latest in a series of threats by Israel on the danger they believed Iran poses the Middle East. Well, I have BBC, Haaretz, Associated Press, where Israel and the U.S. and England are arming Iran. I love it. They give them the parts, the components, the systems that are only for enriching uranium, and then they are going to blow it up. Hey, that's great for the weapons sellers and great for the U.S. to crack down on our population, Israel to crack down on their population. Great way for England to do it. But no one ever points out that Rumsfeld arms North Korea. Bush is arming China, just like Clinton did. Israel, England, the U.S. are arming Iran. And there's more articles on that today. More. Everything we give Israel ends up going to commie China. I mean, I don't appreciate. And then China arms Iran. They got 40,000 engineers there right now. And they arm Pakistan and they arm everybody else. I don't want to hear Israel whine about their security when they are the traitors against Israel. The people running Israel are the traitors. If any of us did this, we'd be arrested. And we should be, but not them.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug. Your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, Joe, Henrique, and others. But how can we sit here and watch Israel and the UK and our own government arm China, arm Pakistan, arm Iran? And I'm not a fan of any one of those countries. How can we sit here and then have them tell us give up our liberty for security while they're doing that and then tell us what threats they are? It's like Child Protective Services, according to Time Magazine and the major federal numbers, they're 5 times more likely to abuse children. They have the worst record of anyone. The predators gravitate towards those jobs, towards truancy officer jobs and towards social worker jobs. But so we give them more authority, give them more power, get rid of due process. Statistically, police detectives are the most corrupt people in the country. I have the federal numbers. Drug dealing, murder for hire, prostitution, bid rigging, all of it. Hijacking shipments of televisions, police. I'm not saying all police are bad. I'm saying statistically they are. That is, to a higher level than the general citizenry. And these are facts, folks. That's why the Founding Fathers said that government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. It's like fire. That's why you restrict it. You watch it. You covet your freedom. You know your liberties. You stand up energetically against tyranny and despotism. As Ron Paul said, and he'll be saying it again in the next hour, that history shows that tyranny is the norm. It's what's normal. We're becoming normal now. And you talk to the general public, they don't understand this. I'm angry at our government. I'm angry at England. I'm angry at Israel for arming China and arming Iran and arming North Korea and arming Pakistan. And you list those four countries, they're all a revolving door with weapons of mass destruction with each other. But we just don't have our government arming China, who arms North Korea, who arms Pakistan, and Pakistan then arms India, and India or threatens to nuke India, and then Pakistan then arms Iran, who threatens to attack. It goes on and on. No, our government specifically is arming these countries, and so is Israel. And then they sit up there and talk about their security needs and how we'd better go along with their big brother activities or we won't be safe. We got to think about this, folks. We've got to discuss this. It's so horrible to see this happening and to see them lining up a draft, gearing up for a draft, gearing up for Homeland Security in our streets, in our businesses, in our factories, on a daily basis, bossing us around, ordering us around, all the controls they're bringing in to our lives. We'll discuss it when we get back. Let's go to calls right now. Joe in New York. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Fine, sir.
All right. Listen, Alex, I've been listening to you for a long time. This is the first time I'm calling. What I would like to see you to do is take InfoWars to the next level. Okay, it's great to talk about this, get people involved. But what I think we need to do is put a petition on your website, okay, and have the people sign it and send it to you so you can represent the people in Congress. I don't know how many signatures you're going to need, but at least put it together, a petition that states what you want to do and when you want to get it done by. Have them, have your listeners sign it and then represent it in Congress. This way, I know if you have a certain amount of petition signed, that you can represent the people in Congress.
Sir, Joe, I'm not trying to belittle what you're saying because it's certainly a solution, but it's not a silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. We need to relearn our freedoms, get a Bill of Rights culture back, as Aaron Zellman says at JPFO. We need to relearn what our liberties are. And I can't really do any more than I'm doing. I'm working conservatively 16, 18 hours a day. And I am a news broadcaster and an analyst, basically, in this war for freedom.
Alex, I understand that. You're doing more than one person can do possible. But you can have other people, if you really want to change something overnight, put a petition. If you're really serious about changing something.
The John Birch Society's brought petitions before with 5 million signatures, and it's thrown in the trash can.
Well, maybe you'll have a different situation if you do it. You know, maybe people look at you a little differently. Maybe the petition that he had wasn't effective enough. Draw up something. Put something on there. Let people sign it. Let's be active.
Sir, I did write a law to have cities throw the Patriot Act out. I did that first. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll go back to your calls, then I'll get more into Iran warns Israel against a strike war brewing. U.S. to fingerprint all visitors. That means citizens, too, folks. I had the plan years ago, the federal plan. Also, drunk drivers, beware the car that shops you. It is the ultimate nightmare for drunk drivers, a car which tells you that you are unfit to drive and contacts police if you ignore its warning. The device developed by neuroscientist Manchester Metropolitan University will establish if a motorist is unfit to drive because they are too drunk or have taken drugs, and it is a retina scanner. And by the way, England developed this. They claimed 3-4 years ago that a Houston company developed it, and I've got the skinning on what this system's going to do and how it ties into everything else. We're going to cover this and a lot more, the new terror alerts and what that really means. And, of course, your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. There are big discussions by the Agriculture Department, Health and Human Services, state governments to start taxing you a fat tax on fattening food. To take your children if they're overweight. That's already begun many years ago, but now it's going to be codified into a new police force. Already has been in Arkansas. We'll get into that as well. But before I go back to Joe and Henrique and others that are patiently holding and then back into the news, I want to bring my good buddy Jim Shepherd up for 5 minutes to talk about ways to really protect your family. You know, folks want to take control of their lives, and a lot of times there's simple ways to do it that are hidden in plain view. I was down in Houston a few weekends ago, and I drank some of the tap water, and it tasted so bad I thought I was drinking kerosene, folks. I don't mean a little bit of a bad taste. I mean, it tasted like gasoline. And certain cities aren't as bad as Houston. Houston's obviously the worst in the country because of all the chemical plants and pesticide plants and fertilizer factories and the big refineries with all the MBTE and the rest of it. But I watch people all around me slurping tap water with enjoyment, their taste buds deadened to it. I thought I was drinking a scotch and water, folks. I'm not kidding. It was that strong. I was amazed. I went back and got other glasses, tried to drink tap water at other restaurants, thinking it must have been the pipes. No, it's the entire city. There's Ritalin, Prozac, pesticides, herbicides, fluoride, chloride, dead bacteria, living bacteria. It is a disgusting soup. And a lot of the water filters you buy at the store do not protect you, folks. They're low-quality garbage. They have to be replaced every few months. But New Millennium Concepts has a solution. It's made right here in America, and it's the best you can get. It's what I use. Jim Shepherd, tell folks about the Berkey Light, the Black Element filters. Tell them about the specials.
Okay. Alex, I think that you raised a good point about people's taste buds getting deadened to the taste. We have one of our facilities has water that is so bad, I mean, you can't choke this stuff down. I mean, it is horrible. And I brought one gentleman in, and I said, here, taste the difference of it. Now, Alex, everybody is amazed at the difference in the taste, and this gentleman tasted this one stuff, and I thought he was going to spit it out. And he tasted the other, and he says, I can't tell any difference. And he's never used a water filter in his life, so he just can't tell the difference. It actually, I mean, and everybody was kind of sitting there looking at him going, I can't believe you're choking that other stuff down. But it tasted fine to him. The Black Berkey filter elements that are used in the Berkey Light remove pathogenic bacteria entirely. What we have been informed is we are the only water filter that is able to demonstrate that. Alex, we also do that with chemicals. And we also reduce the heavy metals, and we also remove entirely radiological radon-222. So we really have overkilled on this system. It's powerful enough. You can take it out to a pond, lake, or river and filter water. It's not dependent upon water pressure, electricity. It just filters water. And now, we have a couple, we have a number of specials on your website. Folks can go up there. They can still get those specials, but they will not arrive before Christmas. I've got three specials today for those folks who either want to get one in before Christmas and they've just delayed, or, as you know, in the news, they've raised the terror alert. God only knows if this is legitimate or not. God only knows if this terror alert, by raising it, will prevent something that would otherwise have occurred. But the point is, if there are folks out there on the East Coast or the West Coast where they say that it is being targeted, that just feel a little bit uncomfortable and you want to get a hold of this product ASAP, then this is also a special that's designed for you. Basically, we have three systems that we're offering on this special. We have the Berkey Light with the ceramic filters at $149. We have the Berkey Light with the Black Berkey purification elements, the ones that stripped all that stuff out of the water. Those are $199. And then we have the Berkey Light with the LED lights that will act as a light source in case the power goes out. Those are $259. And if folks order those today, they've got to order them early in the morning before our UPS goes out around 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock Central. And but we will overnight those, and instead of charging the full amount for overnight, an additional $10 on top of the normal shipping charge, and we'll get those out to you overnight so you can have those in your hands tomorrow.
All right, here's the toll-free number, folks. Stop procrastinating. Debbie's there right now. If she doesn't answer, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Folks, stop drinking the poisonous water. Drink from a Big Berkey for a month. Go back to your tap. The Austin water tastes like nauseous garbage. Houston water, folks, tasted so horrible, I thought I was drinking a scotch and water. Folks, it is now time to take control of your life. Your body is 70% water. This is a great deal. Get your order in, 888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
I appreciate you, my friend, and have a great Christmas. Again, I'm politically incorrect. I still call it Christmas. I apologize. I'm being sarcastic now. We're about to go back to your calls, and then I'm going to dive straight back into this news. Believe me, there's a lot of it, so you'll want to stay with us. Most of it is unbelievable, but it's right out in the open. It is happening. Right now, let's go back to Joe in New York, if he's still there. Joe, before the last break, was saying, I should do more. I should create a petition to go represent the people in Washington. And certainly petitions aren't bad. Recalls are good. If we got real candidates in there other than Arnold Schwarzenegger, replace one turkey with another turkey. But, Joe, I can't do any more. I did write up the law to get cities out of the Patriot Act. Other people wrote their own laws. 400-plus cities have passed this, four states. And so all of us can do stuff like this. I need you to get out there and become a leader. I don't want to be the leader. I just want to put the info out. Does that answer your question, Joe?
It answers my question. I just feel that, you know, it's good to have all this knowledge, but, you know, if our hands are tied and our mouths are taped, what good is the knowledge if we don't actually, you know, kick down the door, put something in our hand and be heard, you know, on a real network?
But the power, the power lies with you, the people, doing small things every day.
I agree, Alex. I'm not saying that I don't agree with you. I think if I had to pick one person that actually has the testicular fortitude, it would be you. I mean, you're
dealing with... understand, Joe, I'm not criticizing you. I'm honored that you would say this to me. My only point is that I'm so busy I have trouble, you know, remembering to brush my teeth or pay my bills.
Alex, it doesn't. I understand that. All I'm saying is have somebody or yourself write a petition up. Put down what you want to change. Have the listeners. You must have enough listeners that would want to sign a petition. Can't be scared of this now. Now we got to go to the next level. The next level is getting people to sign things.
Yeah, signing.
Everybody has enough knowledge already.
The
knowledge and the information is always changing, which means that you're just going to keep going and going and going like an ever-ready battery with the latest next, you know, topic that's in the media. And I think, you know, that's great, but now it's time to be heard and on a major network. And the only way I think you're going to do that is maybe do a big march or have a petition with a lot of people signing it. I mean, it's great that what you're doing. I'm not saying that it's not. I learned a lot of things from your tapes. I have almost every tape that you put out. I gave tapes out. We also had a cable show a couple of years ago.
Why did you stop doing the cable show?
Well, for personal reasons, it kind of made a lot of enemies with family and friends. And
You're asking me to go further, but you started the fight and then have kind of gotten out of it. We need everyone.
No, I didn't get totally out of it. There's just some things that I guess I had to stop because it was just wrecking, you know, employment situations. And I'm sure all the listeners know what can happen if you
keep
on. Well,
you know, I've had employment problems, but then I've also had good things happen because of the show. I've had more good things happen. Early on, bad things happen, but you keep going, things get better. And if they get worse, I'm going to keep going because my family's worth it, my friend, and I appreciate your call, Joe. But I think the solution to saving this country, you're going to find that person looking at you in the mirror. And there's a lot of things we can do. But let me just spend a minute or two on solutions, on good things you can do. Because I was thinking about this. We gain new affiliates to this show every single, not every week, but every couple weeks. But about every month, stations I've been on for years get sold and go to sports or, you know, go to music or get bought, and so we just, you know, hover up there reaching a couple million people every week. And what would happen, I'm not talking, if you're listening to us on an AM or FM station right now, Tell 10 people a day about that station. It's easy. Call their sponsors. Tell them, thank you for picking up the show. Support those products, okay? But also, if you're listening on shortwave of the Internet, call your local AM or FM station. If you don't have an affiliate in the area, your local mom or pop, do not waste your time on big establishment stations. Christian stations, local libertarian stations. There are a lot of stations out there that don't have this network on. Tell them, pick up the Alex Jones Show, or pick up any of the shows on this network they like. Dave and Joyce, or John Statmiller, or Dr. Monteith, or Pastor Butch Paw, or Derry Brownfield. I mean, Derry Brownfield's been broadcasting for 40 years. You know, the guy's on like 100 stations. We got a lot to offer here. So that's one thing you can do. Start your own access show, which you quit doing, which is bad. And at least you did something. I'm not criticizing you, but you shouldn't have stopped. If you're going to get in a fight, go all the way. Put up websites. Go get your own local radio show on the weekend. That usually starts by getting an access show, proving yourself, using that as a demo for the program director. A lot of people are concerned about what's happening right now in this country. A lot of program directors, a lot of station owners didn't believe the stuff we're saying a year ago. They've seen it happen. Their daughter got beat up by cops for no reason. They've had the IRS come after them for no reason. They saw, you know, the local SWAT team got caught killing somebody who was innocent, or the local police got caught dealing drugs, or, you know, they've got a son in the military who's dying from the anthrax or smallpox shot. They're waking up. Okay, so they're looking for the shows. They don't even know about this network. Or they've heard about the network 50 times from listeners, and finally they put us on. I don't want to go on a long diatribe about this, but we need more AM and FM affiliates. And you are the foot soldiers to get it done, folks. Call that station. Tell them, go to GCNlive.com. Look at the satellites we have to offer. Chances are they've already got one of those satellite dishes and receivers. And pick us up, even if it's on the weekend. They put us on the weekend. Within months, we'll be on the daytime lineup or nighttime lineup. And we'll reach millions more people. But get your own radio show. Put up your own website. Get your own cable access show. You know, we've had senators down here to Texas for gun rallies. They'll fly down here to talk to a crowd of 800 people. They know the power of people. But you'll turn your nose up at going on a small-town access station that may have 1,000 viewers at any one time. 1,000 people. 1,000 properly motivated people could take this country back. Did you know that? And so my films have aired on hundreds of access stations. I've reached tens of millions that way. I've reached tens of millions doing interviews on AM and FM stations, a lot more than I've reached on my own show. So I started my fight a decade ago. I've reached tens of millions of people. You can become a leader. You can reach tens of millions of people. It starts, though, with talking to your neighbor, talking to the good police officer in your neighborhood. It starts with running for county commissioner. It starts with stopping touchscreen electronic voting machines going in where you have the evidence of their fraud. You can stop it. It starts with getting the cameras removed in your town. It starts with getting your city to pass a law against the Patriot Act. And if you don't go down there and push for it, nobody will. And so you want solutions. That's where the solutions lie, folks. Supporting these broadcasts, supporting this network, supporting our local affiliates, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, supporting those that tell the truth and stand up against tyranny. All right, it's just that simple. And, you know, to all the stations that pick us up, God bless you for loving America. You know, all we cover is the documented facts here on this show. A lot of this is horrible news, but isn't it better to know it? Thank you for being part of history with us. Thank you for standing up and helping us tell the truth. I commend you. We should all pray for those that help stand up against evil, because we'd be in a lot worse shape right now if it wasn't for you. All right, let's go to Henrique in Colorado. Go ahead, Henrique.
Yeah, although I don't agree with everything that you talk about, all your opinions and such, I just appreciate the way you hustle and you get the information out there. I'm sure you made a lot of sacrifices along the way to do it. And I do understand that you are a Christian, that you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ. However, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and who increases knowledge increases sorrow." Now, I'm not down in wisdom or down in knowledge, But there's
yeah, but sir, that's taken out of context. When you've got an ignorant population, you've got people who are enslaved, and it's painful for those that can see it because they're now aware of it. But overall, it makes the world a better place where you have an educated, enlightened population.
Oh, indeed. I'm just trying to encourage you, with all the information, just as you said a couple minutes ago, a lot of the news that you do put out there is horrible, you know what I'm saying? But people do need to know these things. The information does need to get out there, especially from an alternative source. However, I would just encourage you, as another Christian, to provide a message of hope as well. Because
well, sir, the message of hope is if we can inform the people, we can turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to make folks face how bad it is. Most people are in denial. They know something's wrong, Enrique, but they don't know how wrong it truly is. Anything else?
Yeah, just the hope is not found in necessarily what we can do, but it's found in Christ. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you know that.
But how are they going to know about Christ if you don't tell them?
And
they've got to find the real Christ, not the 501c3 Christ that tells them lay down to tyranny.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Bigger.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, "What have you done?" And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live. We're going to go to more of your calls here in this segment and the next segment. And we got Ron Paul on for 20 minutes. I want to re-air that because it was so important. I know a lot of you didn't get a chance to hear it. Then I want to get into the new fat tax on bad food. We're going to have to track and trace you there. Also, more of the surveillance grid that's going in. There's just tons of it I haven't even gotten to yet. Right now, let's go to Bobby in Hawaii. Bobby, good to hear from you.
Pleasure talking to you right now, and I just want to honor you for just spreading the word and having the courage to do it. And We listen to you out here in Hawaii, and I just wanted to mention that we that I think a billionaire needs to step up to the plate and actually put a satellite in outer space so we can actually get a real happening network that will compete with all the idiots out there that are, you know, telling the lies.
Well, here's the problem. Clear Channel and Infinity, CBS, have bought up almost everything.
So can't we...
And so you could have pro New World Order programming. It wouldn't get on very many stations compared to Clear Channel because they control it.
What if we put a satellite with our own license out in outer space and we're able to have our own?
Well, sir, we have the same satellites as the big boys. We're on a Clear Channel controlled satellite because that's who's got the satellite. We're on an ABC satellite.
Wow.
We're on ABC. We're on Clear Channel. We got a lot of AM and FM affiliates from Los Angeles to Rhode Island, from Denver, Colorado to Austin, Texas, from Kansas City to Albuquerque, New Mexico, from Pensacola, Florida, to Northern California. We got AM and FM affiliates, but you're right. We need hundreds and hundreds more. The problem is that all the stations are being bought up right now.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, man. I'm doing my best to try to get some kind of syndicated alternate news on Maui here, and it's like pulling teeth. There's a community-sponsored radio station here that plays great music, but they don't want to take the risk in bringing that stuff on the island. And
I don't want to have people talk about the New World Order or the legislation or the Patriot Act.
It's unbelievable, man. It's like pulling teeth. I'm actually thinking about getting a pirate radio station going so we can at least bring you in.
That would just be terrible if you stuck a 200-watt FM up on a hill. Thanks for the call, brother.
God bless, bro.
Hey, Bobby, I appreciate it. We got a lot of callers calling in trying to think up solutions, and that's good. But the New World Order wasn't built overnight. We're not going to defeat it overnight. See, individuals always want to do some big, huge thing by themselves. Big, huge things are built by lots of people doing small things. Okay? I mean, I haven't even begun to fight, and I'm always trying to think of new angles to fight the globalists, and I've had a lot of success. Believe me, folks, they're in deep trouble right now. Okay, we're going to come back and go to David in Texas and a couple other callers. Then we'll get into this Ron Paul interview that was just unbelievable. 20-minute interview. Wait till you hear all the stuff he talked about. I rarely re-air interviews, but we're going to do this because he had so much important stuff to say for all the questions I threw out at him from the draft to you name it. Before we end this hour, in the next minute, I would encourage you, one of the biggest solutions we've got, something that's waking up 90% of those that come in contact with it, is my videos. There's your solution right there. Get them, make 50 copies. Make a copy every night. In 50 days, you'll be done. Hand it out to opinion makers, talk show hosts, your neighbors, police. 90% of those that watch it have their paradigm shattered and are woken up. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos or the books, or call toll-free right now, folks, 1-888-253-3139. Your purchase of these videos also makes the show possible. It's another way to help. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, a ton of news, your calls, Congressman Ron Paul. It's all coming up in the next hour. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.